Property education. What I wish I knew when I started, what I learned through my property education, and what I would urge you to do if you want to get involved in property. Plus, I'm doing a special masterclass this Sunday. Newsflash, I'm going to put the link in the description to this podcast. Join me right there for a special masterclass on how to close rent-to-rent deals. And if you've not already grabbed it, get your rent-to-rent 21 objections guide. Enjoy the episode. I'm Simon, and a few years ago, I decided I wanted to make a change. I wanted to create a passive reoccurring income to support me and my family today, and a legacy for the future. Fast forward 2 years, and I've managed to generate over £10,000 worth of monthly passive income. All from property. I've set up the business, scaled the business, and now I've systemized the business to free up my time. So join me to find out how I've done it, how others are doing it every day, and how you can do it too. So before we get into it, a little bit about me. 3 years ago, I kind of came to a dead end in what I was doing, and I knew I wanted to make a change. I needed like income that I could rely on, okay? I wanted to make sure I could provide for my family, and I wasn't relying on other external factors. Now, at the time, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I explored setting a business up, stocks and shares, crypto, you name it. And then I fell upon the old age idea of property, okay, bricks and mortar, which I think everybody knows is a winner, but not everybody knows how to do it or how to get involved. And I think some people just think you need loads of money to do property, like properties for rich people. So I knew, okay, I wanted to know more. I started off by just doing loads of stuff online, watching videos like this, podcasts, Facebook groups. And then I was like, yeah, like this is good. I need to go a step further now. So I looked into property education and I went to a few courses, some paid, some free, and I found them good. Like, you know, there was loads of information, but the one thing that bothered me a little bit was it just felt really salesy and pushy. And it felt like some of the people that were selling to me were so transfixed on selling to me that it was hard for me to believe, you know, what they were doing actually right now. And, you know, it was really frustrating because you'd pay a little bit of money for a course and you'd get 80% of it. You just paid a few grand on a course, you get there, and by the end of the first day, they're already teasing an Excel. And it was just like, well, I just want to learn this first and see how I go. Do you know what I mean? But look, it worked for me. Because I did get educated, I got most of the information I needed. I was able to fill in any gaps that, you know, I didn't have. And I'm really, really driven. So as soon as I start getting into something, I go, 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 go. And if I'm honest, I got the basic information, and then a lot of the other stuff, I took feedback from the market, and I sort of did trial and error. I learned on the job. And I had a couple of mentors around me, but for a while I was learning pretty actively. And what I realized was that it's a constant learning curve, like constantly. And I feel like education is something that you need to do no matter what field you're in. It's like, you know what I mean? Like some people just feel they can just watch YouTube and then do it. And don't get me wrong, you can get tons of good content here. And you can learn a lot of the stuff, but don't be afraid to actually invest in yourself and invest in the proper education, because you wouldn't just, you know, watch a few YouTube videos and then fly a plane or, you know, try and do flipping, you know, some type of brain surgery, would you? So it's kind of the same with property. You do need to get educated because you could lose a lot of money. Everybody feels like they know about property, you know, like speak to your parents, grandparents. They know about property, they've brought a few or whatever. But the fact of the matter is, there's this whole world of professional property investment that the average person hasn't got a clue about. Not a clue. The average person watches Home Under the Hammer and thinks they could probably make a bit of money, but it's way more than that. So I guess the first thing I'm saying is property education for me is essential. And when I went out there and got mine, it really gave me a boost and confidence because I was learning from people that had done it and I was around other people that were doing it or wanting to do it. Because to be fair, some of the courses, it was more about being in an environment where everybody's on the same page than anything else. You're not gonna get that just, you know, sat at home or reading books. So that was really good. And it gave me positive reinforcement that this was possible because I was around positive people. But as I said, I just didn't like the upsells and the constant sales, sales, sales. So in the end, I was like, okay, cool, that's enough for now. Let me get into it. One thing I encountered was when I was sort of shopping around, so to speak, I found there were certain people I was connecting with more and there were certain people that I felt like cared more, do you know, like beyond the business. So I guess the second thing that I would really, really urge everybody to do is just make sure you choose the right fit for you, whether that's a company or a person or whatever it is. Like some people might just be able to get, you know, the course and pretty much run with it. Other people might need a mentor and a coach to help them along the way. But what you want to make sure you do is do your due diligence on the company or the person. Make sure that they're actually doing it. Never ever listen to somebody that's not done what they're preaching. Because, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I want to see hard evidence that this person is doing it. Not that they did it 10 years ago, but they're doing it right now so that they know the market. And that's absolutely key. You want to make sure that, you know, you've done your due diligence, you speak to other people that have done the course or done the mentorship, and it feels like, yeah, this is the right fit, okay? Now, once you then decide to push go on something, just focus on that wholeheartedly, 100%. You know, I don't see the point of signing up for 10 courses or, you know, doing courses back to back to back to back so you just become like a course junkie. Just invest in one course, learn that one skill, master it, go out in the market, get the feedback, right? So you can get the feedback and then learn from it and then take it from there. Right now I've got mentors, I'm still educating myself all the time. Every single day I'm on audiobooks, I'm doing masterminds, I'm speaking to like-minded people and trying to learn different strategies to push things forward. Because that's the thing with property education, there's a pyramid and certain strategies are easier than others. So, you know, you've got to kind of accept that this is going to be a long-term process, but don't bite off too much at the beginning. Like just slow down, do one thing and then take it from there. And I guess the final thing that I've seen a lot of and that I did not do, which I think is one of the reasons why I've done okay, is because once you've got the education, you've got the information, you got to go and do it. You've got to actually take action. You know, you can't just do the course, you know, half-heartedly try, then put the course folder in a drawer at home and leave it and then say, oh yeah, yeah, I've done it and it didn't work. You've got to put in the time and put in the hours. And as I said, then get the feedback. So that was something that I was very, very big on. In fact, when I actually signed up for the course, I set myself a goal of a deal within 4 weeks and, you know, push, push, push. I don't think I met that goal, but I was pushing, 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 pushing. By the time I went to the next meetup, I had so much stuff to get feedback on that it was just the extra 5-10%. And then once I got the first deal over the line, I was clear. I was going. I was doing it then. Okay, but yeah, they're kind of the three main points, you know. Should you get educated in property? Hell yeah, absolutely. People spend thousands of pounds at university, okay, to try and become a professional. So don't think you're not going to have to do that to be in property. You will. Just key thing number two is make sure you choose the right fit for you and you know what you're getting. You know, make sure you know what you're getting and you're going to get the type of education that works for you. If you're a theoretical person, then yeah, a course might do it. If you're a practical person, you might want something more hands-on that guides you throughout the whole period. And then last but not least, whatever you do, don't think you can rest on your laurels. You're going to have to do the work for yourself. So I hope you found that useful. Property education can be great. Just follow those steps and I wish you all the best. See you in the next video.
Thanks for listening. For more information, check out simonsmithonline.com. See you next time.